The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said, "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend from those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much. But love your enemies, do good, and lend. Expect nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
So as I've been thinking about what it means to be bold, I've had something go through my head all week, and I thought, I'm going to put it in your head too. So here we go. Time now. Thank you. Okay. So how many of you watched at least one of the generations of Star Trek Enterprise? Oh, awesome, awesome. So this was the original series, and then after that they would say it's continuing mission. It wasn't just a 5-year mission anymore. It was a continuing mission. It's continuing mission is to boldly go where no one has gone before. So what does it mean to be bold? I mean, like, how would you describe somebody who is bold?
Not afraid.
Taking risks.
Doing things you might like.
Competent.
And confident. Yes.
Not playing it safe.
Not playing it safe.
Strong and courageous.
Take a deep breath and just do it. That's right. Doesn't mean you're not afraid if you're bold, but you take it that deep breath and you just do it. I looked up the word bold, and the definitions that I read were much like what you've said. To be courageous, to not hesitate in the face of danger, to go beyond the limits of conventional thought or action, not hesitating to break the rules of established standards of proper behavior. Imaginative, eye-catching, standing out distinctly, daring, shameless, adventurous, brave, unafraid, heroic, confident, valiant, dauntless, ready to take risks. So as the people of God, our mission is to be bold. Jesus is indeed calling us to boldly go where no one has gone before. Except our mission is not in outer space. It's here on earth, right here, right now, in our daily lives. Our continuing mission is to live out our faith, or maybe we could even say to live into our faith, to live out what we believe is true about God and humanity and all of creation. Jesus tells us loud and clear. I mean, he boldly proclaims in this gospel text the truth about God, the truth about humanity, the truth about our world. He says, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless and pray for those who hurt you. Give to those who ask. And even to those who take from you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Be merciful, just as God is merciful. It's that easy, right? Not quite that easy, is it? Yet, our mission is to be merciful, compassionate, generous, and forgiving. Not just to those who are easy to love, but to everyone, to even to those we don't like. We know it's easier to judge and condemn than it is to love. But Jesus never promised us that the road was going to be easy. He said that the way is paved with love. To be merciful, compassionate, generous, forgiving, just as God is merciful, compassionate, and generous, and forgiving. Because God created us to live this kind of love in our lives. And how this mission is lived out is going to look different for each and every one of us, because each and every one of us are different people. We are each created with our own different gifts and abilities. We've each honed different skills in our lives. We have different passions. We have different strengths and different weaknesses. God never asks you to be anyone other than you. Who God created you to be. God's calling each of us to be bold in who we are and how we live out our faith in our daily lives, with our own unique gifts and abilities, with our own particular passions and strengths and weaknesses. And we can be bold because God promises to be with us, to help us, to give us what we need. So this morning, I have a couple questions I'd like you to think about, to ponder these things. What are your gifts? What are your abilities and skills? What are your passions? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What is it that makes your heart sing? Because that song was put in your heart by God. How is God calling you to be you? Because there is only one of you, how is God calling you to boldly go where no one has gone before? What could you do in God's name if you were bolder than you are right now? What could you do if you were 10 times bolder than you are right now? What could all of us together as St. Mark Lutheran Church in Lacey, Washington do boldly in this community in Christian love? It's kind of exciting to think about, isn't it? As the people of God, our continuing mission is to boldly live our ordinary lives with extraordinary love, extraordinary forgiveness, and extraordinary generosity. All God asks of us is to trust in God as we step out in faith and boldly go where no one has ever gone before. We are to do three things. Be bold. Be brave. And be you. Because that you is a gift. A gift from God to the world God loves so much. Amen.